Hello there. In this very brief video, I'm going to show you some new technology for teaching and learning. And as you can see, we have put up this huge television screen here. It's 75 inches across. And the price of this kind of technology has come so quickly down that it's within reach for many institutions of teaching and learning. And the interesting thing is that at the same time we got these pads, and I can control the screen wirelessly from the pad, so whatever I do here on the pad is reflected on the screen. And since the pad has also the possibility with a pen or stylus to write and so on and so forth, everything that is available on the pad can be available for teaching and learning and making a flexible environment. And in this case, it's possible, rather than standing behind a PC, I can move around in the room and talk to people and have the pad at hand. And it can be different kind of form factors, like the 7-inch or even the 5-inch or even smaller mobile phone. And it's also in principle possible that students might have their pads and also show their things on the big screen. So it creates an environment for a different kind of presentation. And to show you one example on how this could be done, I have here a few slides, which is, you know, sequential move, one step ahead. I'm not doing the more complicated things about writing and moving between programs, which is possible, applications, which is possible, but just for the simplicity of it. So we have a small presentation. We are talking about all these screens, and I've called it e-paper. And of course, it relates to the tradition of having writing and reading spaces like the blackboard or the whiteboard today. The teacher is writing and talking to the students. With the new technology, we got the screens as seen here. What is possible is to also buy a small dongle or even a PC this size and put on any kind of TV screen, and you can obtain the same effect as I'm showing you now. And then, of course, you have the projectors that comes in many sizes. This is a micro projector and can show pictures in conditions where you don't have so much access to electricity and so on and so forth, because this goes on battery. And you have the various kind of pads where you can write and show different things. And in the near future, we can think about how it's possible to project the image on a pair of glasses, like with Google Glasses. But we're not going into that now. So, going one step back, we can think about this as what people are doing in terms of reading and writing. And what we see here is the number of minutes that the average Norwegian spends on reading every day. And the numbers for 2000, when it comes to reading on paper, is between around 50 minutes a day. And it goes down to around 40 minutes a day 12 years later in 2012. But if you look at the screen reading, then we see that, well, there's a little happening in around 2002. People are watching the pieces to read a little. But the big change is coming when we come to 2012, where people are close to 150 minutes, 2.5 hours a day, where people are reading, some on paper, most on screens. And that is where educators have to direct their attention. And this is linked to the development of technology for accessing the internet. And you see the pieces from around 1998, 2000. It's around 100 million units a year on the global scale. And then it increases quite rapidly through the next 10 years. But then it sort of reached a plateau. And the reason is that in 2010, we started to get these pads. And they are taking the market very rapidly. And that creates a different kind of environment for educators and students alike. So we see here the the early pieces, then the, from around 1980, 1985, then the Macintosh, the PC, survives while all the others sort of dies off. And then we see again around 2010 a plethora of new devices coming, basically in this format. So from a principal point of view, we might think about this related to paper and the function of paper in teaching and learning. And we have, of course, this stack of books and the traditional paper as we used to have in schools and universities. And paper has also gone through a long historical development since hundreds and even thousands of years. And what we are seeing at the horizon now is this new kind of digital paper that is foldable, pliable, and it looks even like paper. Maybe it's of plastic. And this is what we expect will come after a while when we have sort of explored this kind of big screen technology. So we focus here on the reading and writing space and the new paper and the consequences that will have for teaching and learning. Thank you for watching.